out your smart mouth, drawing me in and you kicking me out. You got my head spinning, no kidding, I can't pin you down. What's going on in that beautiful mind? I'm on your magical mystery ride, and I'm so dizzy, don't know what hit me, but I'll be alright. My head's underwater, but I'm breathing fine. You're crazy and I'm out of my mind, 'cause all of me loves all of you. Love your curves and all your edges, all your perfect imperfections. Give your all to me, I give my all to you. You're my end and my beginning, even when I lose, I'm winning. 'Cause I give you all of me, and you give me all of you. Oh, how many times do I have to tell you? Even when you're crying, you're beautiful too. The world is beating you down. I'm around through every mood. You're my downfall, you're my muse, my worst distraction, my rhythm and blues. I can't stop singing, it's ringing in my head for you. My head's underwater, but I'm breathing fine. You're crazy and I'm out of my mind, 'cause all of me loves all of you. Love your curves and all your edges, all your perfect imperfections. Give your all to me, I'll give my all to you. You're my end and my beginning, even when I lose, I'm winning. 'Cause I give you all of me, and you give me all of you. Oh, give me all of you. Cards on the table, we're both showing heart. Risking it all, though it's hard. 'Cause all of me loves all of you. Love your curves and all your edges, all your perfect imperfections. Give your all to me, give my all to you. You're my end and my beginning, even when I lose, I'm winning. 'Cause I give you all of me, and you give me all of you. I give you all of me, and you give me all of you. Oh.
Amen. Welcome to Rapture Sanctuary Radio. I'm just going to say a quick prayer and we'll open up the phone lines. Father, thank you for this opportunity for us to get together. We feel the time is drawing near for you to collect us according to your will. We love you, Lord. Direct us in the show and help us to speak your words of truth. In Jesus' name, amen. We've got Judy. Hi, Judy.
Hi. Yes, can you feel it in the air? I'm so excited. We're going home. Yes.
And we've got Kat.
Hi.
We are going
Hi, I'll read a message later that I got at 5:55 today. So get everybody on though first. Yeah, it's really, it's sweet.
Oh,
it's
I can't wait.
Okay.
And Tana, I think.
Tana? Hi, everybody.
Hi, sweetie. Hi, Tana.
Hi, Judy. Hi, Mama Pat.
Hi,
Hi Jesus. Hey,
Hi.
Jesus. I love you all. I'm actually at work, so I'll just be listening, but
okay.
I have a quick minute to say hi, and I can't wait to hear the word you got. Hi, chat. Love you. I can't be in chat until later, but love you all.
Okay.
Okay,
and,
Tana, we'll see you late night chat.
And Keith, who earlier today accused me of wearing disco pants.
Yes, the red blood moon, red heifer disco pants, Keith.
I was trying to add Jerry onto Facebook, but Jerry said he never heard of it. I was like, what's wrong with you?
Oh, my goodness.
I know.
Hi, Jerry.
I'm not on either, Jerry. Don't feel bad.
He never heard of it. He started YouTube 3 days ago. He's like, face who? I don't know what the, you know, I mean, here we've got Jerry who doesn't know what Facebook is and Roman who invented it. I'm like, we need to get them together. You know what I'm saying?
Him and Al Gore should get together.
That would be an unhappy meeting and an intellectual mismatch.
I've heard of Facebook, but I was never allowed by God to make a Facebook account. But
no.
I was forced to do like a fake one. So when my son was playing baseball, so I could find out what was going on through the Facebook. So I made like a funny thing, but. Then I canceled it right away.
Oh,
and,
it got to be too much.
No one's been able to ever track.
No.
But Judy, I like the Art Rapture-centric one you have on there. They're beautiful pictures on there. Beautiful.
Oh, yeah, I know. That's another guy. Somebody from RCC, Scott Barrett, he's the one that does the whole Facebook thing. Yeah, he put my pictures.
Oh.
Did he have lots of donkeys on there? Lots of good donkey pics?
Cool. It's really gorgeous. Yeah, I like it. It's cool.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited to hear your word, Pat.
Oh, yes. Is everyone on? Chat, everybody?
I think Joe's called in, and I don't know if he's speaking. Joe, are you speaking today?
Joe.
Am I speaking? Yeah, I'm speaking today.
Love you.
Hi, Joe. Hi, guys.
Hi, everybody. Take a vow of silence until the Lord gets here. That's it. I've had it.
I'm listening to the show driving home from dropping off kids, and then I have to go to Costco to get some meat for dinner, and then, but anyway, I'm so excited. So tell us, Pat, what did God tell you?
I'm going to read it because I sent it to you, but I sent it to whoever emails I have, I sent it to. I said, I was sitting at the kitchen table chatting with Beloved as I do every day, and like we all do, and just said, do you want me to say anything? I wasn't really expecting anything, you know. It just flowed through me, so I pray, encourage, and uplift others. I believe at the heart of a child, so simple and little a soul I am. I trust Jesus with all my heart and soul. As you do too, family. I will read this tonight. Thanks. Love you all. Okay, and this says, Jesus, my children, you see the world events unfolding so quickly now. What faith and courage you need now to stay close in my embrace and trust with all your heart and strength. I know your questions. I feel your tears of concern and anxiousness, and still you hang on to my promises. You honor me with belief when the world around you becomes darker and darker, my children. You can believe I feel all you are feeling and enduring, not just the world events so quickly escalating, but your own personal struggles with the ones around you, trying to hold on to some normalcy of life, trusting me all the time through all you see happening, all you are experiencing, be it personal in your own world or family and other close relationships or the trials you see others facing, but especially the somewhat shock of the escalations around you now as the world becomes more violent and seemingly uncontrollable and unrecognizable. Nothing escapes me, my beloveds, nothing. Hold fast. Do not become discouraged. I am with you through it all. In your now, right now, this moment, I have all in my hands. Do not become discouraged. He repeated that. Turn to me. This is sweet. Fall into my loving fatherly arms. Talk to me. I will comfort you. Let us freely discuss all that you are experiencing. I am always there, right here, in your midst. I never leave you, my loves. my very chosen ones. This is beautiful. My very chosen ones, my joy, my delight, my crown of glory you are in your precious thoughtfulness and faithfulness to me. I appreciate and bank on your believing me, your Savior spouse, your bridegroom king, your Father creator, your everything love. I am with you. Stay close. I love you as no one or will ever love you. Your Jesus for now and for all eternity. So there you go. Have a talk with him.
Awesome. That's right. Go to him. Go to him with
just
it all.
Go to him.
Hey, I want
That's
to say hi to everybody.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
right. Hi to everybody in chat, because I'm going to get that in. We have Stacy and Carol
hi,
and Deb
Stacey,
Somerset.
Carol.
Hi,
Deb.
And a couple of guests.
Hi, Deb.
And
hi, guys.
Jason and Chris and
Jason, Chris.
Nick and
Nick.
Alana and
Hi.
Raina.
Raina. Hi, Raina.
And Michelle and Rosemary.
Hi, guys.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, everybody.
Tell Alana I'm going to be calling her after the show.
Okay.
I got a brawl with her. Just kidding. Hey, Pat, could you read the first part of that word again? Because I was like,
first
I got
part?
Distracted.
Oh, sure.
Could you read, like, I don't know, the first, like, I don't know.
I'll just read
it.
If you want me to just, I'll just read it again. It's okay. It's not that long. Okay.
Right.
He says, my children, he says, you see the world events unfolding so quickly now. What faith and courage you need now to stay close in my embrace and trust with all your heart and strength. I know your questions. I feel your tears of concern and anxiousness, and still you hang on to my promises. You honor me with belief when the world around me becomes darker and darker, my children. You can believe I feel all you are feeling and enduring, not just the world events so quickly escalating, but your own personal struggles with the ones around you, trying to hold on to some normalcy of life, trusting me all the time through all you see happening, all you are experiencing, be it personal in your own world or family and other close relationships, or the trials you see others facing, but especially the somewhat shock of the escalations around you now as the world becomes more violent and seemingly uncontrollable and unrecognizable. Nothing escapes me, my beloveds, nothing. Hold fast. Do not become discouraged. I am with you through it all. In your now, right now, this moment, I have all in my hands. Do not become discouraged, as it repeats. Turn to me. Fall into my loving fatherly arms. Talk to me. I will comfort you. Let us freely discuss all that you are experiencing. I am always there, right there, in your midst. I never leave you, my loves. My very chosen ones, my joy, my delight, my crown of glory you are, meaning the bride, you know, this special, oh, God, dear, in your precious thoughtfulness and faithfulness to me, I appreciate and bank on you believing me, your Savior spouse, your bridegroom king, your Father creator, your everything love. I am with you. Stay close. I love you as no one can or will ever love you, your Jesus, for now and for all eternity.
So I got really choked up in that first part when he says, you honor me with your belief, you know?
Yeah.
And that's so beautiful because I feel the Lord's pleasure. He said to me and my son back in the early days, and he says it to me still, he says, thank you for believing what I've asked you to believe, even though you don't understand it all. And he's like the way he said it to me, he was so grateful that I would believe him.
Yes.
Even though it doesn't totally make sense. And you guys, if you want to honor your groom right now and get really blessed, I mean, just believe him. Just believe him. Believe that he's coming because he is. It makes him really happy. And I love that because we're actually not even just, we're honoring him. It's like, it's an honor to him to find somebody in the land that actually believes him, you know?
Amen. You hit it on the head.
We totally love you and we're always going to believe you and you're amazing and you're awesome and you don't lie and you're coming and we're so excited to see you. Praise the Lord.
That's what
I'm
this is all about.
I'm going in Costco, so, but I'm
okay.
Still listening.
Okay.
Okay.
Love
so
you.
Katie called in.
Great.
Yeah.
Hey, guys.
Hi, Katie.
Hi, Annie.
Hey.
Hey, Annie.
Katie, love you. I
love
just
you,
got
Katie.
Added to the Facebook chat, so I'm really
I know.
Excited.
Roman was ignoring Katie. Like, he purposely blocked her. He would not add her on there. It's not very nice.
Yeah. He wouldn't do that.
Yes, only because I asked Judy for Michelle's number, and Michelle added me.
Yep. See?
Yeah,
thank you, Michelle, for making that right. Thank you.
Yeah. Facebook chat's pretty wild, yeah. Everybody's chatting 24-7, like at 7 a.m. My phone's going off because everyone's chatting on Facebook.
Wow.
And I'm like, stay awake all hours because I'll be chatting at 4 in the morning.
Cool. And if anyone in the chat room wants
early
to,
for me from here.
If there's anybody in the, you know, in the chat room that does want to be part of the Facebook, or if you're calling in and you want to be part of the Facebook, you know, just contact Roman on Facebook, because it's a really great thing. We leave it up 24 hours, and then sometimes, you know, whenever you can chat, you chat. If you leave, you come back. It's kind of great to see what everybody's posting. I really love
it.
We post
news stories. We post confirmations and dreams and everything. It's
yeah.
Just like our future chat regular, although it's 24/7.
Yeah. It's awesome.
Yeah.
Jerry, someday
Katie,
we'll teach that to you in heaven. We'll explain that to you how the Facebook thing
well,
works.
You know, now that I've heard of it, Keith, you know, I'll get on that.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Yeah, I'd heard
Jerry
of it.
Jerry just heard
that's
of it. He didn't know what was going on.
That's okay, Jerry. I'm not on it either. I can't. Yeah, I have so many people. I can't deal with it. I can't.
Y'all
yeah,
need to get on
right.
Brain. Because
yeah.
You can see who reads the text. You can see
yep.
Everyone read it.
Oh, well, yeah, I'm sure
yeah.
It's lovely, but...
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm joking. We actually don't have Facebook because we didn't want our daughters on Facebook.
Okay.
That's smart, I mean.
Yeah. So, Katie, I just saw before I started the show that you did some videos this afternoon and even this evening.
Yeah, uh-huh. Do you want me
but
to
I
talk
didn't get
about
to watch.
This, or?
It, well, if you want to, I was just going to open the door because I haven't had a chance to see them yet.
Okay, yeah, well, one of them was just the Lord had me take this map from Barnes & Noble about Israel, and I'm just praying for the city there.
Cool.
And so while I was doing that, I was just sitting there, and the Lord told me to kind of look over, and I did, and I saw this book called The Rapture.
Wow.
And
oh.
It's like the first book that I saw. So it was definitely God. And it really was just kind of a personal thing, too, because I read the back of it, and it's exactly what I'm going through right now, and it's just
wow.
It's just insane. So my video, if you want to look that book online, maybe you can read the back of it, the synopsis or whatever. And then what else did I make? The other day, you know, the Lord moved my hand on my clock, just like a, not even an inch over, maybe
nice.
Like a millimeter over, but, so that was pretty cool too. And the only reason I noticed it is because he had me look at it for a day before, and, so I had really studied it, and I noticed that he moved it, so...
Cool.
It takes faith to believe it, but I do believe it, and so.
Oh yeah.
We're definitely leaving.
Today is supposed to be an earthquake day from that expert who said, "Remember, he was right about the Northridge quake. He's always been accurate, and he says it has to do with the supermoon and the gravitational pull, whatever, around the supermoon." So he says it was supposed to be this morning or this evening, but then the Russian scientists who've actually studied the California fault line have noticed it's been hitting at the north end and south end. And they feel that it's going to hit within a few weeks. So even if it doesn't happen today, within a few weeks, they're saying that California is going to roll, and so we'll be out of here. There's that woman in the 50s. She had a powerful vision. It was in Century City. It's just from the 1950s. Powerful woman for the Lord. She had a vision where she was in Century City, which is a mile from where I used to live, right by the water. It's all like a commercial there, high rises and stuff. So she saw the land roll up from an angel brought her to Century City in a high rise, and she was floating in the air with the angels. She looked to the right and she saw the land roll up 10 or 15 feet off the ground, started rolling up. This was San Andreas Fault broke, and those angels released it.
Wow.
There's two angels that hold it together, so they released it. God said, release it. And the land started rolling up over 10 feet off the ground from the east coming towards the ocean, and she was getting very nervous as it was coming towards her. On the left, she looked, and the ocean was rolling up in a huge tsunami over 10 feet off the ground, rolling up to her, too. Before they both touched her, she was lifted a little bit off the ground, a little bit higher. The angel lifted her a little bit higher, and she looked around, and all the saints were wearing white, and they were raptured.
Wow.
Oh.
Yeah.
Whoa. Wow.
So, that quake.
I think it's this month. I think the translation's this month. I really do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense to me. And the war, I was really worried that the war was going to, you know, I was kind of upset that the war was winding down. I thought, oh no, here we go again. But you know what? It's actually ramping up. They're going in. They're going in with troops now and going inside. Yeah. So it's my brother's like, no, Keith, let's look into it because it's ramping up. They're going in. Hamas is not giving up, but Israel's actually...
No, they're not.
You know, you heard that too, Pat. They're not giving
yeah.
up.
Yeah, Hamas gave them a warning. We're not stopping.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I saw this morning, I put it in Facebook chat that Hamas's prime minister, his two nephews were killed in one of the bombings. So I'm like, they're not going to give up now.
They're not.
Revenge.
Yeah, good point.
That's revenge now because
revenge.
The nephews were killed. So.
Good point. I'm so glad you posted that. I know that. I was like, you're right. That's we're never giving up on that one because that's sort of the same thing with three teenagers, except for their whatever nephews, whatever. You know. So they're going in with troops, I guess, and ground maneuvers going inside Gaza. So I didn't know what was their purpose for doing that, Pat. Did you know? Are they trying to weed out more? I know they hit 1,100 sites there that had storage containers of weapons and missiles. 1,100 of them. So that's a whole lot.
Oh, you know, it's just going to escalate because they're not going to give up over there in Gaza. They hate Israel with such a passion. Oh, and then Lebanon is shooting rockets into them. Who else is going to join, you know? And you better be sure that Iran is going to give everybody whatever they need to do it. And if you overwhelm the dome things that are shooting them out of the sky, guess what's going to happen? They will reach those nuclear whatever, and then it's really over. Maybe that's the explosion I saw in my head. I don't know. Something's going to go up.
Probably.
Yeah.
I don't know what ISIS.
They're not going to stop.
You know, what ISIS is going to happen with ISIS with this whole thing? But I'm really
and
curious.
And ISIS is getting involved. Iraq's a mess.
Yeah.
Iraq is a mess.
ISIS wants to go into Jordan, but they're not happy with the way Hamas is running things. So there's going to be a confrontation. If Israel has a confrontation with ISIS because they go into Jordan, then that will be the rapture moment as we speak. So we'll see. You know, I'm watching ISIS closely.
Yeah. Is Israel going to shoot into Lebanon? I wonder.
What do you think?
I don't know.
They've already fired back at the locations that those rockets were fired from Lebanon. Yeah. They took out a team of launchers there. They didn't mess around. They fired back artillery instead of rockets.
Wow.
Well, and I'm sure Iran is probably just busy.
That's it. Iran's going to
supply
everybody.
Them right now, right? Go ahead, Jerry.
Yeah.
Yeah. So much of this stuff is pre-supplied, and they've just got it buried like, you know, little mouse holes all over the place.
Yeah.
Over the entire area, border you want to pick for Israel. But that's the reason they're going to go into Gaza is because up to now they have not – so much of what Hamas has is buried underground. In fact, the command and control centers are – at least one of them is under a hospital. So –
Whoa.
So, you know, they're using, as they always do, they use the civilians as cover to protect themselves because of public relations. And but what they apparently are getting ready to do right now is use ground penetrating weapons to start going after some of these bunkers where the command and control is and where these weapons are stored. Yeah. They don't have any, you know, because the whole point at this, from their point of view, is to eliminate as many of the missiles as possible from being fired. And so that's why they're being more aggressive. It's they really can substantially reduce the number of rockets are fired by going in there. So that's what they'll do, I think. Especially today, because they had 10 shot at Tel Aviv, which is the government center, and that's new. And the majority of them were intercepted by their Iron Dome system, and that system I'm pretty sure is sophisticated enough to detect whether or not a rocket has a trajectory that takes it to a populated area. If it's headed for an open field, I think they don't try to shoot it down. And that's why they don't Yeah, that's why they don't. That's why they don't shoot them all down. It's not why they don't get upset if they don't shoot them all down. They're trying to keep as efficient as possible. So the ones that are headed towards populated areas are the ones they go after. But they had.
Well, the U.S. has
they
a,
shot.
We have an Iron Dome system right now, but it's a laser. So we should get them our laser one because that's a brand new one that we have right now. Just a laser.
Yeah. Well. Yes, but I don't know. I mean, yeah, it's hard to, you know, we don't know whether exactly how our administration is handling Israel at the moment.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Israel
doesn't need a laser. They have God. God is their protection. He's protecting them.
Well. But
so
I'm not
so much,
you know,
right
they're not a godly nation right now. They have the same
exactly.
problems we have.
The Bible says that 2/3
really
of Israel is going to be wiped out. So if you, when you see the people dying, 2/3 are going to be killed, wiped, slaughtered, killed. 2/3 of that country, yeah.
So
how
will not
stop? Yeah, but Israel is still the apple of his eye. So.
I know.
Still, but would you
yeah,
want
but they
the
will.
U.S. is... Would you want 2/3 of the people to die? It's still going to be a horrible thing. You know, it's still
no,
horrible.
But,
yeah,
no,
God
will, no,
God
no,
will save them
right.
from a total annihilation, but he's not saving them from 2/3 being wiped out.
Yeah, no, definitely, and that's biblical, so there's nothing that's going to happen regardless of what he's done.
They'll be saved, but, and, you know, it's true. No, it's right. They're going to be spared, and they should be happy with that. You know, they're going to be spared, but we just hope it's sooner than later. I like watching this stuff.
Wow.
Right.
Now, what's this with Vladimir Putin meets with Castro and Cuba?
Really?
Did y'all see that?
No.
Putin, the Russian president, met Cuba's ruling Castro brothers at the start of a Latin American tour, courting stronger trade and diplomatic ties as Moscow's relation with the West fester over Ukraine.
Mm-hmm.
It's Dobby's thing. He just posted it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really understand it. I didn't know if y'all knew.
I heard something slightly on the news about it, but I was trying to understand what they were saying, yeah.
I think they're trying to get closer
to
the U.S., you know, like, right? It sounds like a maneuver.
Mm. Right.
Oh, boy.
No,
it could be a repeat of what happened in the 60s.
Well,
I heard that they had already moved things in there in the same kind of way. Yeah, I mean, I don't know if that's a payoff to Castro for letting them use the island or whether it's a ceremonial thing because he's so old or who knows. But,
that's weird.
Well, that's true, too. That's true, too. But it's one of those weird things. But
I mean, they were trying to figure out what Obama was doing over the Hamas thing, but they showed him playing a pool table game with someone who wasn't paying attention. It's like, oh, Lord have mercy. Our president is so screwed up. Like, oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
You're concerned at all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, he's concerned. He's doing everything he can to mess things up. And, you know, he's got the world in turmoil, and that's no accident.
Oh, I agree.
You know.
Yeah,
but,
there's
you know,
some plan here.
If he had done nothing, you know, in the last 6 years, the world would be in much better shape than if he had done what he's done. So,
it's absolutely true. Yeah. Absolutely.
And
this is interesting.
You know, there's intention that, you know, we're not supposed to be too concerned about, but you can see it. There's a pattern of behavior. And, you know, if it walks and talks like a thing, it is probably that thing.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately. I wonder what Al-Qaeda is doing through all this. Are they going to keep quiet? Are they so scared of ISIS? Or are they going to get involved? Because they're nasty, too, you know.
Al-Qaeda is ISIS.
Yeah, it really is.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, they. Oh,
Al-Qaeda
I thought they were
ISIS.
Fighting against that. Yeah.
No, there someone has a Dabu or someone has something about how they're the same.
They are. Those
me.
That was me. God told me that they're basically the same.
Okay.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah,
it's your video. And all funded by the U.S., basically.
Oh, boy.
Mm. Yeah, wow.
Yeah,
Well, I heard
that exactly. That's your answer. If the U.S. is going to help, like Israel, no, certainly not. They're funding this whole thing.
Yeah.
They took the $2 billion from. I heard they stole the $2 billion from Iraqi banks. You know, they broke in their banks and they looted a lot of Iraq to get that $2 billion. But the weapons they have, the 200,000 weapons they have, is from our weapons that we just conveniently left there.
Yeah, exactly.
High-tech
happened
weapons.
Right.
Yeah,
I mean, the U.S. is going to pretend to help Israel, but they're not. Well, the government, I mean, we would, but as citizens, we would, but
the
government is going to
pretend.
They're trying to get the U.N. involved to get this over.
Well, the U.N. is just, the U.N. is a joke, because the U.N. is against Israel.
I know.
That the U.N. is just going to say that Israel screwed up and it's their fault, and that's what the U.N. just, they're acting like they're the peacekeeper, but they're not. They're just going to blame it on Israel. And tell Israel to stop, and that's why I'm just ignoring the UN. I'm like, okay, we just ignore them because they don't have Israel's interests at heart. And Israel
yeah.
says,
and,
you know, go ahead.
Okay, and then whatever his name said, I don't care what the public says. I'm doing what I'm doing. I don't care what the
right.
government, everybody else thinks. I'm doing what I'm doing. I don't care. He's protecting
get ready to fly.
Israel, and he's,
Right.
I'm not
going
to stop just because everybody wants me to stop.
Yeah.
Right.
Wow.
Well, the skirmishes between ISIS and Al-Qaeda and Al-Qaeda and Al-Qaeda are because some of them are under the control of a more central command, and the
mm-hmm.
others really are these sort of satellite groups that sort of form up and they get independent funding. And those people have to be sorted out so that they'll do what the people in charge of the bigger groups want them to do. And so that's why you have some infighting there. And they may continue to have it. There's 3 or 4 different power groups within Lebanon. And the least powerful of them all is the population of Lebanon. So, at least in southern Lebanon, near Israel.
Hey, guys.
Hezbollah.
Guys, yeah. There is a casino in New Jersey that collapsed.
Oh,
it completely
wow.
collapsed. And it was prophesied before by Harvest Army, and it just happened.
No, really?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. What happened? How did it collapse?
Atlantic City?
I don't know. It just collapsed.
Imagine all the people in there.
Wow.
The article, go to Harvest Army. It has all the links if you want to look at it.
What's it called?
It's Harvest Army.
Harvest Army.
Go
okay.
to YouTube and Harvest Army. It's their latest one.
Harvest Army, Pat, has a thing on YouTube, and they have all different people that prophesy and just give predictions. So it's just a bunch of predictions. So they were right on that.
Wow,
yeah.
That's bad.
Yeah.
It must be Atlantic City.
I remember when that church collapsed and someone, I forgot what church it was, but there were like children in the balcony or something. It was pretty bad.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, Las Vegas is still normal. I can see it from my apartment. All the casinos are fine.
Oh,
I have seen a few RCC members gambling there, but I won't say who their names are.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, dear God. Yeah, you keep us posted there, Keith, on what goes on with the casinos and everything. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yeah, I've seen them. Wearing wigs and stuff, roaming there too.
Oh, that's funny.
Well, were they playing the nickel or the quarter slots, Keith? Because
no, they were playing the cards and they were getting drunk and everything. I saw it.
Oh, okay.
Have y'all heard of the Trump Plaza?
That's it. The Trump one?
Yeah.
That fell?
No.
Yeah, that's what it says.
Oh, Trump's having a fit, I bet. Wow.
Oh, I'm sure. Whoa.
Unless he's got lots of insurance.
Well, he announced that they were going to close. But that's not the same.
Oh, my gosh.
Whoa.
That's weird.
I mean, the one here is, I think, pretty fairly new. My brother went to an interview there, and it was really, you know. But
oh, my gosh.
Maybe
that's
they imploded
shocking.
It. Did they implode it?
I don't know. I'm looking at the news
secretly?
Right now. I can't find it. I can't find anything.
Let me click the link.
Where is
sure.
it?
Go. Okay. Press of Atlantic City, they have a news article. Let's see. Let me see what. My phone's taking forever to load. Someone have music in the background or something?
Oh, yeah, I do.
That's
I can
right.
turn it off.
Yeah, okay. The press of Atlantic City.
Oh,
people
my.
People walk on Atlantic City's boardwalk near Trump Plaza on Saturday. Let's see. Let me read.
Wow.
It's a disaster, said State Senate Jim, who first reported Trump Plaza's rumored closing Friday. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
He said this is going to impact all sectors of the economy, from big stores to real estate values, and on and on.
Yeah.
We're going to do whatever it takes to stand with these workers and fight for the future of South Jersey. Let's see.
Why would they close that? Was it not doing good or something?
I guess not.
Yeah.
Did they implode it?
I think it's the 10th Atlantic City Casino or something like that to close in the last year. They're not
really?
Doing well in general.
Are you
yeah.
serious?
No, they're not doing well.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Gambling?
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
crazy.
I know.
That's shocking.
Yeah, who knew?
Whoa.
Yeah.
The economy must be just
so,
bad.
Were there
yeah.
people in it?
I think it's a financial. This Harvest Army thing says it's collapse, but they mean financial collapse.
Okay.
No.
Yeah, I was just starting to realize that. I think they meant collapse.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
no one got
yeah.
Well, the one here
collapse,
is like,
yeah.
So.
The Trump here is retarded because they built it, but there's no casinos in it. I'm like, that's just stupid because it's the only way you're going to make your big money
oh.
in doing your casino.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
They're
well,
expanding here, and Nevada's expanding. Las Vegas is getting bigger and bigger. They're building. There's many on the skyline they're building right now. It's crazy. It
wow.
never. It hasn't. Yeah, it hasn't stopped. It hasn't stopped.
Wow. Trump needs to go out there.
Many of these rooms are 3,000 and 4,000.
Yeah.
Some of the casinos, 4,000 rooms. They're just
yeah,
going,
yeah.
going,
Italy.
Going.
Somebody's got
yeah.
money.
Like I said, I was there and I saw Tana and a few other people there. Roman, yeah, I'm going away. I'm just saying.
Oh, you're bad.
Yeah. I know. I was shocked
yeah.
too.
So many of the
people who go out there are people who are recently retired, and with the baby
yep.
boomers right in the middle of their retirement phase,
yeah.
that's why they believe there's so many people who are, you know, going
to
be new customers out there or
trying to get
more frequent customers. Yeah.
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 And.
It's sad. All the old people, like when you go to CVS and pharmacy and some of those stores now, the grocery store, I see all these old people gambling away. Like they're blowing all their money.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Because they have them at Vons here, and they have like a little area by Vons. There's like 10 machines in front and CVS and oh, everywhere. Yeah.
Oh, my
gosh. Gas stations.
So, guys, just curious, like what is a typical day for y'all? Because for me, it's like I don't know what to do with myself, really.
You know, that's a good point, Katie, because I know today he really had me buzzing most of the day, and but every day's different, so, you know,
yeah.
I can't say they're all the same, so
mm-hmm.
it's like he's in every day. I know he's going to be there. I know things are going to happen,
right.
So I don't know. What about everybody else?
I just keep them company through the day.
Being on Facebook and being on Facebook
and
checking the news and all that eats up a lot
yeah.
of time. Yeah.
Prayer warrior, I guess, mostly. And I have to be here for my daughter because she's special needs, you know. And when my son comes over, but basically the day is just spent with him and praying and keeping company and trying to comfort him. I just try to comfort him, keep him company, and just say all the affirmations I can think. As a spouse would say to her spouse to uplift him, because I know he's hurting. He's going to have to do some things that he's not wanting to do. you know, and he's hurting. I know he's hurting. So I just comforting and praying and being here. I have to be here to take care of things in this household. Very simple. But everything I try to say that this is for you, and I try to stay on a course that is pleasing to him, even if it's very simple, you know. Yeah. Yeah,
wow.
I have peace. Yeah, I have peace.
Yeah.
His presence, his presence makes it worth it to be here and just, you know, I'm not running around like a crap. I mean, I have sponsored kids. That way I take care of things that way, you know, to help him, like we're taking on another kid, you know, sponsoring from UNICEF and whatever. So that's like four or five kids we have, my daughter and I. So that way, that's my way of helping him. I mean, my heart breaks for these poor children. If I had the means, as I said, I would be down there in a flash, even though I'd say hola to everybody. I could stand, say good morning, good afternoon, and evening is about all I could say. But you can give hugs and love them and let them know they're loved, you know. And whether they go back or not, I don't know. They've got a whole section just for the mothers and the babies. It's like 500, you know, just for that. And whatever. It's just... Oh, I know. There's a train derailment. One of those beast trains derailed, and in South Mexico. So 1,300 people who are trying to get to America are the thing went off the track. Mary Green.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. They had a lot of rainy weather, apparently, and it derailed the train. So this beast train, this cargo train, that's what they're getting in. The cargo trains are taking them through Mexico. You know, and 1,300
really
are stranded.
Which really doesn't surprise me that much, but what blew my mind is knowing all the illegals or terrorists that are flying over here before they check us more than they do them. I mean, that's just insane to me.
Yeah.
Just blows my mind.
So who knows the fate of those 1,300 that were on that cargo train that derailed? South Mexico. They didn't even get up to anywhere near the United States. But it's all messed up because of the mud and stuff. Yeah. Oh, we'll be watching that, you know. Those poor souls.
Katie,
I
got a note in chat from Jason. He was saying that some of the people in chat were speaking about the picture of your clock, and they were saying that the move from the X to the 1 takes it from saying 10 to saying 11. And then if it went to the next one, it would actually be saying 12. By the way, it's pointing at the numerals. Does that have any meaning for you?
Well, God really speaks to me through 11:11. I get that a lot.
Yes.
I mean, hey, if that's what everyone's thinking that means, I mean...
Mm-hmm.
You know,
I see that a lot. 11:11 or 4:44, the fours.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I can see if it moves over to the other one that it's midnight. But he told me a while back that it was midnight and time had fallen. So.
Wow.
This is just kind of just an extra confirmation, really.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
And Keith, you said you had visited heaven, and he told you that he delayed. Maybe you need another trip. You know, I'm up here for RCC. Can you give me another trip?
Keith, can you tell me about that? Keith, can you tell me about that? Because he told me that he didn't delay, but hey, if he told you that, I mean, I didn't go to heaven, so I'm just curious.
What are you saying?
What did God tell you about the delay?
Oh, he told me it was delayed. Then he told me, because that was in 2012, and then in 2013, I said, oh, Lord, you lied because you delayed again. And he said, the reason why I did not tell you I didn't delay was because I did not delay. Otherwise, I would have told you. So he said, 2013, he said, I did not delay. And then this year, he told me recently, I have not delayed. Everything's on time. So... That's why I feel like this time we're really going. Yeah, this time it's all there.
Awesome.
Really, really going.
Yeah, awesome is right.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah,
but you'll let me know, because I'm also going to, you know, I'm always looking to sense the angels, too, because when we were about to be raptured in 2012, there was like 1,000 angels in my room. So people are always emailing me going, are you feeling the angels yet? But I'll know. My brother's the same way. We were saying, well, no, because we'll start sensing the angels, you know.
Wow.
So, mm-hmm.
Beautiful.
You saw thousands of angels? Wow.
I saw
first
in my room, I saw a couple of them. I looked up and I said, oh my gosh, I can see a couple angels. And then I started seeing more and more and more. And then I said, oh my gosh, there's 1,000 angels. I got the number. There's 1,000. I could see 1,000 angels in the room.
Wow.
Yeah, it was amazing. It was amazing.
Whoa.
You and Sherry need to get together.
Then
so Rosemary,
going to heaven was just was powerful energy of God. I could just feel that. That was just like, oh, man, it was wonderful. But this time
I've
he's not delaying.
I've never seen him, but
so.
I've heard him.
Yeah, usually you'll, you know, if you, oh, that's cool, you hear him. Some people might feel them, you know, and then you'll see them, or you might hear them, and then you'll sense them and see. It's through one of your senses, whether you're going to feel them, see them, or just know that they're in your mind, you know, and then it'll come through. So,
Yeah, bright laser lights, I see them, or I'll see a flash of a wing on the side of me or something,
cool.
or a light color, but I've never heard
go.
Them. I've never seen the Lord. I've seen a lady 3 times, but, I'll see the flash of, like, gray feathers or something, right? And I was like, whoa, I know, I saw that. You did, look, I caught that. It's exciting. It's thrilling.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, when they flash. Right. Even on the computer when they flash, it's like, whoa, because they're so bright. You'd almost think they'd hurt your eyes. And gorgeous colors.
Yeah.
I mean, just unearthly colors. Yeah.
And usually it feels so good when I can always
tell
when they're in the room. They're feeling so good.
Oh, it feels so, great
just,
when he does that.
Just that really wonderful feeling of energy, and it's so wonderful. Yeah, I just feel so happy. And
Sometimes I'll have the holy face, like I'll just have the face like an inch away, and I'll give him a kiss on the cheek, and one will flash on his face. So
that's
it's so
cool,
it's so
that.
Beautiful. You know?
One thing I've noticed is they love it when you sing out loud. They love, like, when you sing.
I think so,
and,
yes.
Really?
Stuff like that,
Those angels love to sing, too.
But we don't have
they're
a beautiful voice like you do, Katie, so we're...
Oh,
Jerry and I aren't singing at all, but that's
okay,
great.
Don't talk about that. Oh, God.
Okay.
That's what happens when you get bored. You start singing.
Aw.
Well, Jerry's wearing his 70s disco pants, so he's acting weird, too.
That's right.
He's acting weird. It's okay.
Yeah, that's why you know I was not the one that you saw in the casino, because I could never walk all the way to Las Vegas in those pants.
Count me out. I can't walk at all. 2 minutes and I have to sit. Forget it. The back gives out. Yep. And the knee. Basket case here.
So Rosemary was pointing out in chat that Sherry said last week that God had delayed, and which she did say that, and God told her that we should be gone by now, but we're not. And he did delay, but I think the other part of what she said was that there were not going to be any more delays, and that God had sent a whole bunch of angels back to heaven because they were done doing whatever they were doing.
Wow.
And so she perceived that as, you know, getting ready for something very, very soon, and she was seeing things in the sky that indicated there's huge spiritual battles going on in the heavens that we don't see.
Wow. That wouldn't surprise us.
Yeah.
Not at all.
So,
the enemy's furious.
I'll be sitting in my room, and all of a sudden I'll hear a loud, like, thump or, like, a loud bang or something, and I'm like, what was that? I don't know if y'all hear that, but
it's
like
a
war going on.
Banging on the door.
In my room.
You hear things. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I've heard things. What I hear, I've got a chime that on my phone for, texts and things. And over the last couple of months, I probably 5 different times in the middle of the night, I'll wake up and it's as if I'm hearing that chime, but there's nothing on the phone.
Wow.
And it's happened over and over and over again. It doesn't happen every night, but it's happened several times. And every time I was able to look at the phone, it's like I'm awakened so that my eyes are open just before I hear the chime so that I can look at the phone right away and know that it wasn't a real thing. I mean, you know, on the phone. And so
and that's happened several times. I don't know if it's happened in the last week, but I've had it happen at least 5 times.
Wow.
Right in the middle of the night when everything is dead quiet. Amazing.
My phone does things on its own. I'm telling you.
Mine does too.
I have this picture of Jesus that looks just like my friend Oliver, and I was thinking of Oliver, and the phone twice went to the head and shoulder picture of it and the full picture of it. I didn't do a thing. I didn't do a thing. And it's like, pray for him or whatever, because we're such close spiritual friends. He was just in this last week. So pray for Oliver. He has a lot of trials. But he's at peace with the Lord, so I'm grateful to say that. But the phone will do, or it'll dial people, and I didn't touch it. And it'll put other things on that I didn't do. Unbelievable. It's like God says, well, I'm in charge of this thing here.
Right. Chris Slaughter in chat just put something in there that is, I mentioned to someone yesterday, and then Anna did a video on it, 777-AEJ. She mentioned it today, and it blew me away because of the proximity of the timing. And what Chris mentioned was that the 9th of Av is August 4th, and that's what we're told Obama's birthday is. And if he is perceived as the modern pharaoh, which is a very reasonable connection, even based on his own the things that he's done, including going to Egypt, and the destruction of the first two temples were on the 9th of Av. And so, you know, I would think that it's quite reasonable to think the third temple might disappear by then also, although I'm also looking at some things a little closer, but like almost every day this month. But what Chris put in there is absolutely relevant. That's a huge deal when you think about it, because the calendars shift, and so that's not true every year. You know, but in this particular year, the 9th of Av is August 4th, and the evening of August 4th and August 5th is the 9th of Av.
Wow.
So, So, with the urgency,
Wow.
Rapture, he put rapture, December 18th, 11:58 p.m. I went back and recently looked back at my calendar to see if it was still there, and it's gone now. So, like, stuff like
wow.
that kind of happens a lot.
Wow.
Yeah. Like, I remember that day, when it was 11:58, I thought I was about to go. Like, I was on my knees, like, I was like, okay, Lord, take me. Like, I really 100% thought I was about to get raptured.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah, he really hits me hard with one thing or another, and then for a day or two, and then I have a more kind of relaxed day. And then, but that's a day he gives me a word, or he'll have me pray for something very specific, or, you know, and, but I want to mention here that Chris pointed out that the 9th of Av is 40 days from June 28th. So that's interesting, because she's been trying to see, you know, how June 28th connects to the other things that are coming. And that's a pretty good one. That's definitely a pretty good one.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing that's interesting about the 9th of Av is in the Hebrew calendar, it's always 21 days after Tzom Tammuz, which I've mentioned in connection with the birth and circumcision of Jesus in my perspective, and which in this year that is the 15th of this month, which is also Tuesday, which is a good wedding day in Hebrew tradition.
Yeah, God gave me the date 15 specifically. He gave me that day.
Really? Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Was it July or was it just the 15th?
He just gave me 15.
Wow. Well,
wow.
July 15th is this Jewish fast day, Tzom Tammuz. That day, in my opinion, is, because we can't prove it in Scripture, but
is the day Jesus may have been circumcised and become fully Hebrew. And it's the day they celebrate the breaking of the walls of Jerusalem prior to the destruction of the temple. But that actually happened several days before that. So there's sort of struggle to figure out why they celebrate that day. But exactly 21 days later is the ninth of Av. And the thing about that that's interesting is Daniel's, in chapter 9 of Daniel, Daniel is appealing, you know, for Jeremiah's prophetic return of the Israelites to the nation and the coming of the Messiah, because in his mind they were connected, and the reestablishment of the nation. And he gets this answer from Gabriel, but Gabriel has delayed 21 days. And if you're Hebrew, that's got to mean a lot, you know, that 21-day delay. And the other thing is the destruction of the temple literally was the day that that time clock of Jeremiah's prophecy started. So it directly connects this 21-day period to Daniel's prophesied return of the Messiah. And so these days are highly significant, even, you know, from a Christian, you know, messianic point of view.
Wow.
Really, really important. And it's they're not discussed as often as they could be in that context. I'm going to check chat here real quick. So did anybody have anything else going on today? Katie, thanks so much for sharing. I know you've actually done a lot of videos in the last couple of days.
I know I have, right?
Great.
Yeah. He's got me making videos again.
Yeah.
Great.
Well.
Is there any other thing you all want to share?
You did a video this afternoon, I think, on that it's still 2013. Could you review that real
quick?
Yeah,
I haven't made any more. I used to make a lot of videos, you know, saying it's still 2013. And then the Lord kind of just made me just focus on now. He's coming now. And then he recently, the other day, was just like, remind everyone it's still 2013. And I was like, okay, well, I kind of felt like I was going to get, like, people are going to think I was weird, but, you know, the Lord really did give me visions of 2013. He told me multiple times. He hasn't given me a vision of it recently, but he has told me that in his time it's 2013 and the Great Tribulation's in 2014, so... That's just what he told me, so
yeah,
I believe it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little weird, but hey, you know.
Well, you know, he can start counting years any time he wants, and he's just making it clear that he's got a different perspective than our regular calendar. And
I think that proves more that it is God and not us, because it doesn't make sense to us.
Right.
Right. Yeah. I think it's great that he came back and reiterated that to you at this time, which I would take as sort of a sign because, you know, because like you said, it was a long time ago, several months ago when you were making those other videos. And
also, you know, now we've got RCC down to 1 hour. I think, you know, like Judy said, it's kind of like he's wrapping things up, you know.
Yeah.
Because our faith isn't getting weaker. Our faith is getting stronger. RCC isn't dying, you know. We're
You know, every time we cross, you know, another barrier, another experience, you know, as long as we challenge ourselves to meet him and believe him for what he says, he will meet us. And I know he's done that with me personally several times, and it's been amazing. And I know a lot of the others have, too. And, you know, we've had so many great experiences that only he could have directed. So, you know, he's giving us reasons our faith is getting stronger. And We just understand that we don't understand everything. And
exactly.
If you think about it, that's the problem that the world has. That's the problem with religion, is they're always trying to, you know, assert that they understand everything and come up with answers that they don't have. We've only got a few seconds left, everybody. It's time for the bride to say,
Come, Jesus.
Love you, Lord.
Love you, Lord.
Jesus. Come, Lord.
Love you, Jerry.
Love you, Katie. Thank
love
you,
Anna.
Love you all.
Stay in chat if you can.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Get on. Well, Jerry doesn't know what Facebook is, but everyone else, please get on Facebook.
Bye, Jerry.
Bye, Katie.
Bye, Katie.
Okay, we'll talk.
Love you.
Bye, Pat.
Love you, Pat.
Bye, sweetie. Love you all.
Love you all.
Love you all. See you soon. Bye.
Bye.
Okay,
very
yeah,
much
see
in
you
the
soon.
Air.
When are we going to get
in the air.
Oh, my goodness. In the air, group hug.